The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries, with the prayer that you may realize our American system, in its original form, was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. My daughter and I pray together twice each week, earnestly asking God for revival in America. Recently, she cried out to God on behalf of the real America, as she said it. Her prayer went something like, "Oh God, I want to see the real America, not the counterfeit America. I want to see those who believe that the real American dream is to get the gospel of Christ to the next generation. I don't want to see the counterfeit America that believes freedom is about living for yourself and whatever you want in this life." I was so struck by the phrases real America and counterfeit America, I was sure the Lord was speaking to me to write down the characteristics of these two Americas and speak to our floundering nation a message that would call us back to our roots as a biblically thinking people. The two Americas are very real. This is why the polls show us evenly divided on moral issues like abortion and homosexuality. The real America are those who stand where the Bible stands on every area of life. The counterfeit America is the group that pretends to be Americans, but either knowingly or in ignorance, work against the biblical principles on which America was birthed. Why do I say that? Because America's founders said that. John Adams, signer of the Declaration of Independence, stated, quote, "This Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate for the government of any other." Another signer, John Witherspoon, president of Princeton, speaking of those who refuse to acknowledge the God of the Bible as the true God and ruler of the nations, said plainly, "Whoever is an avowed enemy of God, I hesitate not to call him an enemy of his country." The real America are the people who honor God as the pilgrims did, believing He has a specific plan for this nation. The counterfeit America are those who may be religious, but refuse to acknowledge that Jesus Christ has the right to rule in every area of life. The real America are those who believe God has given us life, liberty, and property, and who work to protect every person's life, liberty, and property, including the unborn and the elderly. The counterfeit America are those who say a woman has a right to choose to murder her baby in the womb, or that elderly people are of no use to society and therefore should be eliminated. The real America are the people who believe the family of husband, wife, and child are a gift from God and who fight to protect and preserve marriage as the Bible defines it. The counterfeit America believes biblical marriage is unimportant and that people may do as their pleasures dictate, including even having sex with animals. The real America are those who long to see each person develop to the true potential God has put into them and who work to bring children to know that God as their Creator and Savior so they can reach their potential. The counterfeit America are those who work to control children's mind by manipulation, removing from their educational process the words of God in the Bible, and thus all means of comparing what they're being taught with the truth. Are you a real American? Or are you refusing to stand up for a biblical America by not standing where the Bible stands concerning abortion, marriage, or education? Have you been deceived into being part of the counterfeit America? The Bible says, "Choose you this day whom you will serve." Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children. And you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our pilgrim seminars and Christian history tours, by visiting heritageministriesky.com. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Don Pinson. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.